Hello and welcome along to another episode of Manx Radio's newscast. And in this episode, we'll be hearing from a blind resident who's written to the Chief Minister saying the Isle of Man government isn't doing enough to promote equality and accessibility. Ewan Gregor says there's been no equality champion since this administration took office and believes that's left a gap in representation. He's also questioned why the island doesn't have an access to work scheme like the one in the United Kingdom.
So my original query was really regarding the government roadshows, because as a disabled person, I find them quite difficult to attend. Thereafter, a long working day for myself. And one of the questions I actually wanted to ask was why in this current administration, the role of equality champion has not been filled. And the response that I had back from the Chief Minister surprised me, because I had always assumed that a champion's role was a voluntary position. So I thought that people stepped into the children's champion and the equality champion role. But what I understood from the Chief Minister's email was that it's an appointed role by him. So currently in this administration, the equality champion has not been appointed by him.
And did he give a reason as to why he didn't want to appoint an equality champion?
Mm-hmm. The reason he gave in the email was that within the government plan, they have a commitment to fostering inclusivity. And that was kind of, he believes that is everybody's job within the government to make sure that inclusivity is within all of the policies and procedures. My feeling, however, is that without a dedicated individual like an equality champion to spearhead change, then there isn't any proactive change to the legislation. It might be considered in how to prevent discrimination, but there won't be a dedicated individual to review the legislation and compare it to other jurisdictions and kind of see if we can be doing anything different.
And how would you describe the state of inclusivity from a disability perspective on the island at the moment?
I would say that it is quite an inclusive society. I feel very well supported in my current role in the government. My manager and my team have done an incredible job in supporting me and making sure that I can do my job to the best of my ability. However, I feel that without an equality champion to spearhead new legislation, such as an access to work scheme, there is only so much that can be done within the current procedural and budgetary provisions.
Talk to me about this access to work scheme as well.
Mm-hmm. So an access to work scheme is something that's existed in England and Wales since 1994. So it's been in for 30 years. And it exists to assist disabled people to enter the workplace and be supported in work. So some of the roles that it covers is paying for BSL interpreters for people in work, paying for support workers, paying for travel buddies, and even travel costs when a disabled person can't get to their work. So it's quite a wide-ranging piece of legislation.
And you feel as if there could be more that could be done, and the way that the island is at the moment doesn't quite hit that mark?
Yes, I feel there are some things that the current policies and procedures can provide for, but I recognise in myself that early in my career in the government that I would have definitely benefited from a paid support worker whose job it was to support me effectively, had allocated time to assist me in performing my job. So one of the things that an access to work scheme can help with as well is making sure that more disabled people can access employment if they haven't been employed before. And that, of course, creates a new kind of benefit to the economy, because there's a concept in economics called the purple pound, and that is the money that disabled people pay in society and use in the economy. And that can be for things like people who need to get a pedicure because they can't cut their own toenails, or the support workers and the care workers who are in kind of care agencies and things like that. The Purple Pound is the amount of money that a disabled person might spend on a taxi getting from place to place because they can't drive or they find it difficult to walk. So an access to work scheme would support those people to generate that income and really would actually overall benefit the economy of the Isle of Man as well.
Well, that's Stuart and Gregor speaking there. Now, Manx Radio hasn't had a direct response from the Chief Minister, Alfred Cannon. We have seen emails in which he says inclusivity is already built into the island plan, but does admit more can be done. Legislative Council member Dawn Kinnish has told Manx Radio the issue still needs attention. She says there is an existing support scheme called the Employed Persons Disability Scheme, but it dates back to 1999 and isn't fit for purpose.
I'm not certain that we've lost something. I think when we think about the role of Equality Champion, there were specific terms of reference as to what that role was about. I do accept that there is continued work and awareness raising that needs to be undertaken. So when I was elected in March 2023, one of the early things I did was to see the Chief Minister and ask about an Equality Champion political role, but that was not something that was considered necessary at this time. But what I would say is, whilst there is no dedicated political champion for that role at this moment, is that there are many members of TIMMOD who will advocate and push for strategy and hold departments to account.
Do you think the island should look to establish its own equivalent of an access to work scheme? That sort of system has been running in the UK for about 30 years.
So we do have a scheme. I think it's called the Employed Persons Disability Scheme. It's from memory, it's a 1999 scheme. It does need revisiting. I certainly did challenge a refresh of it when I was the Equality Advisor in 2018 to 2020. It's not in any parity with the Access to Work Scheme. And I think for that reason, we do need to revisit that particular statutory scheme to make it fit for purpose.
And that's something that an Equality Champion could be tasked with doing?
Well, an Equality Champion could, a Disability Champion, but equally, we, as members of TIMMOD, we can apply pressure for change. So, if an individual was to come to me and say, look, this isn't meeting my needs, then we can challenge that.
And that's something which Mr. Gregor has actually highlighted, that he says that TIMMOD doesn't reflect the lived experiences of people with disabilities. Something which was in the news quite recently was the legislative buildings being granted protected status, which helps preserve heritage, but also makes it harder to adapt the building for accessibility. For example, currently, a wheelchair user could not access the TIMMOD Public Gallery. They couldn't attend a sitting of LegCo 2. I mean, do you worry that that protected status could be unintentionally putting the rights of disabled people second to preserving a building's history?
No, I don't, because I think you only have to look to some of the historic buildings in the UK to recognise that the legislation, which is equivalent to what we have, does allow for changes to, in order to meet people's needs. So if the changes haven't happened in the building to make it fully accessible ahead of the next general election, then there would have to be a reactive response to make some changes fairly rapidly. My feeling is that you have to make the changes early because it's about the messaging that you send to people with disabilities, that this is a role for them and they can be included. I am a representative on the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association for People with Disabilities, and part of that is to try to get encouraged to people for people with disabilities to stand for election. So I will be doing some work to raise that awareness to ensure that people know that this is a job that they can come, because you're quite right, the lived experience of people with disabilities, particularly from a physical disability point of view, is not evident within our current membership. There are people with hidden disabilities, but not with obvious physical disabilities.
And just lastly, if you could see one meaningful change, you could snap your fingers and change one thing about equality, inclusivity or accessibility over the next year, what would that be?
Oh, there's so many things to change. It's about mindset. changing people's mindset, hearts and minds makes a big difference, because if you've got hearts and minds, then everything else follows. The legislation is the backstop, you know, that's the stick effectively. But if you can change the hearts and minds, then you'll make progress.
So if there was a political champion instated to look at things like disability, equality, inclusivity, accessibility, what would they be actually doing in their day-to-day role?
So I would expect the terms of reference to cover things such as awareness raising, improving outcomes, pushing for policy change, legislative change, and holding departments to account.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.